Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and here's what happened on December 18th. On this day in 1865, the 13th Amendment was formally adopted into the U.S. Constitution after its ratification earlier in the month. 246 years after the first shipload of captive Africans landed at Jamestown, Virginia, where they were bought as enslaved workers, the amendment finally ensured that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Nearly 3 years earlier during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln had issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed all enslaved people in states in rebellion against the Union, but did nothing to free anyone in Union states. Congressional Republicans subsequently introduced the 13th Amendment to abolish slavery throughout the country, and although it passed the Republican-heavy Senate in April 1864, it failed to receive the necessary two-thirds majority in the House of Representatives, which had more Democrats, until January 1865, just 3 months before the Confederate surrender. Finally, on December 2, 1865, Georgia became the 27th state to ratify the 13th Amendment, giving it the requisite 3/4 majority needed to become law. Also on this day in history, in 1777, Americans celebrated their first day of National Thanksgiving after the Battle of Saratoga during the Revolutionary War, and in 1916, during World War I, the deadly Battle of Verdun came to an end. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.